Welcome to Metaphysical Straight Talk from the Heart. I'm your host, Atira. And I want to remind everyone today that my listening audience, because they're all so excited and they're going to start calling in really early, and I don't want you to miss your opportunity with my guest today. So please remember, we're not taking calls till half past the hour, so it's 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, and the number to call is 1-877-876-5227, and it's anywhere in the world. We're so excited today. I can't stand it. I am so excited to have John Holland is with me today as my guest. He is an internationally renowned psychic medium who has spent over 20 years investigating and developing his abilities. He is a Hay House author of the following books: Born Knowing, Psychic Navigator, 101 Ways to Jumpstart Your Intuition, and he has a new one that will be released in February of 2007, The Powers of the Soul. He is the subject of a brand new special on History Channel called Psychic History. John, welcome to my show.
Thank you so much, Atira. My pleasure to be here. How awesome this is that I'm on your show.
It's wonderful. We had actually met several years ago, and I've just followed your career. It's fabulous. Mary Ellen and I were together, actually, Mary Ellen Angel Scribe, and I were here, and we got to watch the special on the History Channel. It was so amazing, John. I really want
Thank
to share
you.
With my audience a little bit about that. They actually blindfolded you and took you to a place that you didn't know about.
Right.
In Texas, correct?
Absolutely.
And it's almost like you were doing psychometry of a place.
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's psychometry, where you hold an item, because everything holds energy.
Mm-hmm.
Places and locations can also hold energy. And for me, the way I work, the more dramatic the event that happened there, the more it's like a snapshot in the ethers, and the energy gets held there. And they use me as a piece of psychic equipment. And the History Channel, Atira, said they saw me on an A&E special, you know, some time ago, and they said, let's see if we can use him for history. The History Channel wanted a new way to tell history.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it really is like everything can have cellular memory.
Oh, absolutely.
And
you can walk into a place, and some of your listeners will know this too, you know when you don't like someone, or if you do like someone, you know when you walk into a place if the vibe doesn't feel right. Same thing. It's same thing that the History Channel did, except I said to them, you have to blindfold me, because
right,
I want to make sure that the viewers know that I have no idea where
you
I was going,
know.
And I
yeah.
didn't know where I was going to the day of.
I want to talk for a minute about how your gift developed and lay a foundation, and then we'll come back to the show that
sure.
you did, because I really think it's important. In your book, Born Knowing, you talk a little bit about having the ability from birth, correct?
Absolutely. I was born this way, and
I can relate, because
yes.
I'm the same way. I was kind of like, I don't know any different, right?
No.
The way we're wired.
Right. And some of you, and like I said, the listeners will know, I always ask my audiences, are you the different one in your family?
Right.
And different meaning just more aware, and that's how I was as a kid. I was born this way, extra sensitive. I knew things I couldn't possibly have known as a child, who was going to call, who was going to be sick. And so I was different, one out of the five kids, raised Italian Catholic. You know, Irish-Italian Catholic family. So I was born this way, but as a kid, back in the early 60s, I was called names, something's wrong with him. And
with that religious background comes a lot of let's get him fixed, too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Like, okay, how can we fix this? And,
right, because they're very frightened of it. Religion, I mean, you know, my mother was Southern Baptist, but I'm sure Catholics are very that way because it was a frightening thing. What do you do with a kid that knows things?
Oh, absolutely. But luckily now that more kids are being born this way, and there's more literature out there, and there's more people on television. There's so much more now, and thank God for people how to encourage their kids and encourage their intuitive abilities, which is natural. It is so natural to be intuitive.
Truly,
we are all born this way.
Yeah, truly, you being on the TV, and John Edwards, and Jane Van Praagh, and you, I mean, really are breaking ground to make this less frightening, to make it a more normal thing, and make it safe.
Well, Atira, as you know, like you and Mary Ellen see me, when you see me up there on stage, you see that I am so down to earth about this, and that's the way I want to come across. Get it out of the clouds. Get it out of Hollywood. Get it out of the crystal ball stuff. This is not foo-foo. This is, look at yourself as energy, one big psychic antenna. That's all I am.
Well, John, I've been around this this since I was a kid. I mean, really, literally, but at least over 20 years in the business. And the minute I saw you, I go, he's the real thing. He teaches it like meat and potatoes, which I love. You know, it's nice to have pastry desserts. But, I mean, you really make it understandable for the layperson, and that's such a gift. It's such a needed gift. And so I just love it. And Mary Ellen and I were so fortunate to come to one of your workshops in Seattle. And I have to tell you, I don't go to a lot of workshops because I've been around the block a long time.
Yeah, been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
And, yeah, and so, but when I went there, I mean, I loved every minute of it. In fact, I was mad because there wasn't five more hours.
Right.
You know, because it was that good. And so we really enjoyed it so very much.
Well, I wanted to, when people come to my workshops, which I'll be back in Seattle, is I wanted them to have fun. And the people who comes, a lot of people, Atira, will say, I don't have any ability. First of all, you do. But the people who say, I have no ability, are the ones who usually do the best, who do the best because they have no expectation. And a lot of people who come there, they realize many of the workshops that I do, a lot of people walk away as new. They have new friends, and it's more. I swear to God, my workshops are meant for a bonding experience.
They are a connecting place.
Absolutely.
The other thing I liked about your workshop is people went away with the practical tools to go home and continue to develop. You know, I loved in your Psychic Navigator that you actually in the back. I think in that one you had a CD in one of yours.
Yes,
which one is
Psychic Navigator.
And I love that because, you know, sometimes, you know, if we're giving a reading, we only have a person for an hour. They
yes.
need tools when they leave, and you gave that tool in that book. So that's really wonderful. I do want to mention here, because time goes so fast, Hay House is presenting you in a workshop in Seattle in September, it's
yes.
8th and 9th. And go to your website, which is?
JohnHolland.com. And you know why Seattle, Atira, they're putting me in two places. Seattle and Chicago, I chose those places. I could have chosen anywhere in the United States, but I've come to Seattle. I love the audience, and people know me there, and I said, let me go to Seattle again. And there's a vibe that happens with Seattle, and plus you and Mary Ellen are there also. So.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. I have to tell you, I want to share something. You came to Seattle, and Mary Ellen and I were helping at the event. You blew an audience away by
Hay House
and you
event.
Blew me away. And I don't blow away easily.
Right.
And that you came across the stage and you said, oh, I'm right here in front. I'm somewhere in front here. I have this feeling. And you said, I have a feeling of a mother who has just lost a child. And this lady raised her hand and she stood up. And she had booked her tickets like 3 months waiting for this event. And she literally had lost her son the day before.
Yes, remember that?
And you started asking her some questions. And in mid-sentence you said, what do sunflowers mean to you? And we were all like, I mean, it was this interesting energy of suspense in the audience. And she said, well, me and my daughter collect sunflowers. And you said, oh, my God. You said, my guides and a whispered voice said, buy these for mom, buy these for mom. And
yes, I remember.
Down.
See, lots of times I won't remember that, but thank you. And I get excited when people say this to me, not because of ego, because it's almost like another psychic, but I'm the one that did it.
You do so many places. I mean, you're on stage in front of thousands and thousands across the United States, all over the world. You couldn't possibly remember anything. But this was so profound. I mean, literally, you reached down and picked up this incredible bouquet of sunflowers, and literally the audience was suspended in silent awe of you. Everybody stopped. No, nobody breathed. Nobody could even move. It was so, I mean, like confirmation, oh, my God, spirit really
did this. Well,
you
know what it is, Tara? It's, every once in a while I'll bring something to a place, and, you know, it could be a coin, it could be a heart, it could be, but I never bring sunflowers. You know, that's the one time. It's usually original what I bring. But it's just, I try to show people, look, don't pat me on the back for, I mean, okay, I'm a good phone, all right? But it took them, I have to give credit to those on the other side to get me to get to the waterfront down at Seattle to buy that certain bouquet. It's all arranged. And we're such miracles, you know, us and them. And it's amazing. I'm still amazed at the process.
Well, what I really loved about you in that moment is I got that you listen. You know, a lot of people can get gifted, but we get psychic amnesia or something, you know, go on.
Yes.
And so it really showed me how profoundly you listen. You know, because I do it that way too. I mean, if spirit, like, I really hear, talk to that person, do something, I really try and trust that. Well, and I love that you really trust it 100%. You are so real about your gift. You're never, I've just never seen ego with you, which I love. And it's so easy, you know, when you get to the level you're at, to unfortunately kind of, you know, hit your head against the ego.
Yeah, you know what, Tara, I got enough friends and family, and my upbringing was from a very poor background. I can't change who I am. What I basically do is honor how it happens, and it's a life of service. I basically get out of my own way, and I just give what I get.
Well, I think you really came from that idea of life of service, because you really did study this in a profound way. You started out with some spiritualist stuff in the background, didn't you?
Absolutely. When I was always this way, I was in an automobile accident that opened it up.
That's
again. Now, you don't need to hit a tree. This happened in L.A., and then I was doing, all my friends were talking about, you should do readings. And I said, no, that's why my first book is called Born Knowing, Accepting and Embracing. I ran from this. I didn't want to be called freak again. I didn't want to deal with the skeptics. And
right, because you said spent your childhood trying to be normal, whatever that was.
Exactly. And when the accident happened, it opened it up, opened my ability even more and turned it up where I couldn't ignore it. So I started studying it. 2 years finally into doing readings. I did do it. Always kept my day job, though. Always, I didn't just quit everything.
I kept my day job for a long time.
Absolutely.
Too.
I kept mine for 9 years.
Yeah.
And then people on the other side started showing up. And I said, oh, great. Here I am being, I'm dealing with being a psychic and dealing with all that. Now what? I'm talking to dead people? How is this happening?
What was your day job?
Put it this way, what didn't I do?
Okay.
What didn't
Jack
I do?
Jack of all trades, master. Maybe.
Absolutely. And when the mediumship started to develop, I had an opportunity to go to England, and every book I read was from the UK.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Finley College, I want to go there.
Yeah, and the spiritualist, I went out there. I mean, once I met someone who I got to go out there, I stepped on a person's foot at an event who was from the UK while I was studying mediumship. And I got invited out there, and one thing led to another, and I studied real hardcore for 2 years with mediums over there. And I went to Arthur Finley College for some of it, but only... A lot of people think of Tara, I went to the Arthur Finley College for the full 2 years. No.
No, I know.
That helped me, but the 2 years of sitting and training with professional mediums is what did it. And they take their mediumship very seriously.
And I want to stress that, John, because I think a lot of listeners get very confused about people who want to be mediums.
Yes.
And the people who have really done the time. I really take my work very seriously, as do you. And I really impress upon people, you have to do your homework. When you're going to go to a medium of any kind, it's really important to check it out. Find out their credentials. Look
at
them.
Absolutely. Go by word of mouth. And, you know, and it's okay for the listeners. It is okay to ask the medium, to ask the psychic, how do you work? What can I expect? And any professional psychic medium will be more than happy to say, look, this is how I work.
So that segues into how does it work? Do you actually see pictures? Do you actually see the people, passed over loved ones outside of
there? It's different. What I do is I open myself up, and for the time that I'm supposed to be doing this, it's not 24/7, I will hear, see, and feel. I will see images. I will feel illnesses that the people don't have anymore. They're just giving me their memories. Or I will hear the words. And that's what makes, you know, I just go on a limb. And sometimes, like I just did an event in front of 3,000 people. You have to be specific. You have to be specific, and sometimes I'll get stuff, and I'll say, how can I say that? But in my head, I know I got to give it out. In my head, I'm questioning it still, saying, I can't. I was at an event the other day, and I just said, who here down this certain section raised chinchillas? Now, it's not cats, it's not dogs, and sure enough, this woman was a rescuer of chinchillas so they don't get made into fur coats. It's too specific, so it's amazing. I will hear, see, and feel all kinds of things, and I just give it off. And plus, you know what, too, Tara, with the greatest respect, growing up, my dad used to say, you have a wise mouth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
meaning, you know, I used to just...
You're older than your years.
Hey, well, not that kind of wise. More
but
like,
you
know how a teenager acts?
You spit it out.
You spit it out. That's, and you know, and I don't hold back. I'm a Sagittarian. It comes in and it comes out of my mouth. Sometimes it's gotten me
thing.
To trouble, but it actually helps me now.
Because sometimes the medium can color the information if we mull it over too much.
Absolutely.
You know, we're really supposed to give what we get.
Absolutely. And John Edwards said once, and I love this phrase, you know, that he said, someone said to him once, you know, John, stop reading the mail, just deliver it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What a great statement.
Isn't
wow.
it? I mean, I wish it was mine.
But that's okay. We can share.
It's beautiful. They said, stop reading the mail. Just deliver it. And
you
he got it. And it's true. Stop mulling it over. When you play with it in your own mind, that's when your own self comes in and screws up the message.
Right, right. Self-thought gets in the way sometimes.
Yes.
The critic. You know, one thing I've noticed, too, that I really love is that mediums are very supportive of mediums now, and you didn't see that 10 years ago. There's really a new awakening I see happening, which is wonderful.
Oh, I you know what, Tara, I am just one man, and the more of us, the better. I'm just one guy, and my wait list is long, and the demands are high, and I can't make it in this. And you know, I'll be doing as long as physically possible, and I'll still be doing it when I go over there, you know, on the other side. But I encourage other mediums. I try to help other mediums and, you know, try to develop. And that's why I teach mediumship also. And you know what's going to happen to Tara? When my schedule slows down and, you know, and maybe, you know, some years from now, I will open my own development center and teach everything that I know.
I'll be knocking on the door, John.
No, please. To pass on, well, you could be teaching with me. To pass on what I have learned and,
wonderful.
You know, to help the fledglings, you know, the younger ones do this also.
We so need that, you know, the mentors. I want to go back to the show because I think it's so exciting, this History Channel special thing. Now, I saw it, and I notice now I have two different dates, so correct me if I'm wrong. I understand it's going to be on again on July the 6th.
This Saturday.
11 p.m. Eastern Standard.
No, this July 8th.
Okay, July 8th.
At 5 p.m.
And I also had July 6th. Is that
They moved the date.
Okay.
They moved the date, so it's July 8th at 5 p.m. That's a Saturday.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then they're going to play it again July 11th,
okay.
Just think 7-11 at 11.
Oh,
at 11 p.m.
There we go. How'd you manifest that master number? So let's go back to this.
Oh, you're right. 11. Hello.
Hello.
Isn't that a special angel number, lady?
It is a special. It is manifestation on Earth, and I'd say that's what you're doing, darling.
Good.
So let's talk about this. They drive you to a place, a remote place.
Yes.
And they
well, first of all, they gave me the ticket on the day and said, you're going to Texas.
Oh, great. So you didn't even know where.
No, and I didn't want to know because I didn't want my own mind coming in. Could it be this? Could it be this? Could it be this? Could it be this? Could it be this?
Yeah.
And they blindfolded me when I got there. And first they took me, you will see the segment where they took me to the place where Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, which is a parking lot, guys.
It's a parking lot. They drove me there.
Lot.
They didn't show me blindfolded there, but I was blindfolded there, too. And with the greatest respect, I got an F in history. I didn't know that Lee Harvey Oswald was shot in a garage. I mean, I didn't know this. I take off the blindfold, and you got the camera crews and people standing around, and there's this older gentleman standing in front of me. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm in a garage.
Well, John, aren't you like a lot of mediums? I don't really watch a lot of news. I think
no,
like,
I don't.
I don't. We just don't do it. We have other things we put our
energy. Absolutely.
Into.
When I was
so the likelihood of you really even knowing that information.
No, I was 3 years old when I was two when this happened.
Yeah.
And first of all, I looked at it this way. Okay, I'm in a garage. And once I told the camera people to back off, you know, just leave me alone for a minute,
mm-hmm.
That's when it all started happening. But the person that they brought in was the gentleman who was handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was shot. And so I started reenacting almost the whole scene, and, you know, and some things came out of my mouth that I couldn't possibly have known. So, and this guy is still alive. He's 86 years old. His name is J.R. And it was amazing having him there. And then the next day, they blindfolded me, put me in a car, a convertible, and I put my head down for most of the way. And the street signs, they didn't let me look, you know, and I didn't want to look.
Right.
So the closer we got, the blindfold goes on, and they take it off, and I'm at Waco, where David Koresh and his followings were there. So, and the energy was overwhelming there. So when people see this, you'll see that I look
one
a little...
One of the things you did is actually you literally jumped up on something to get off the ground.
Yeah, I did because for some reason this has never happened to me before. Remember, with this ability, I'm always fascinated. Not fascinated in John, fascinated on the process. I do not want to step on the ground of a certain piece of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And it was where a lot of them passed away. But I'm thinking, okay, what happened here? Eventually, after getting the information and putting it through my body, I said, okay, this has got to be Waco when I'm failing. And sure enough, that's where we were. And
And I don't want to give away the whole thing, but
right.
I have to tell you, there was one at one point where you really got like explosives, and you got the smell of gunpowder, which I thought was very interesting.
Oh yes, where they yes, and you know what that's from? I said, okay, hopefully, because when you do this work, and for the listeners, it's all an experiment. You don't know what's going to happen. Every time a medium or a psychic gets on stage, you don't know what's going to happen.
You never know.
You just hope it happens. And
it's almost like you're having to discern your own psychic alphabet and symbolism and all the above, because it's like all the senses and references all go off with its own form of whistles and bells.
Absolutely. When this happened, when I was offered this, and because it's the History Channel, it's quite grounded. I get lots of TV phone calls, but
absolutely,
this felt right to do because it's the History Channel. And when I said to myself, hopefully, once again, hopefully, let me get something that wasn't in the public's, that the public didn't know that, or I couldn't.
And you got lots, John. So much.
Yeah,
I couldn't reiterate.
Some stuff,
you got
some stuff came out that was never publicized. That was only the police knew to this day until I said it on television. So
there's a section
cool
in this where they actually take you to a different location that's related to Waco.
That's where it happened. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that poor cop's face. I mean, you know, you're so busy doing it, you're not looking at him.
No, I'm not.
You can just see. I mean, you got to watch that section more seriously, John, because his face is just going like.
Yeah, that would be the cop. His name is John, also, and he was the head cop.
Oh, you could see this absolute disbelief in this man's face. Like, you know, there was a part of him I could say, like, you could see, kind of, oh, like, prove it to me, you know. And I relate to that. I mean, a good skeptic, I'll always take, you know.
Yeah, you know what's great too, Atira, how the History Channel brought in Lee Hancock. She was the lead reporter for the Dallas News.
You blew her away too, because there were things on there, absolutely, that because she was reporting it, she was like on top of.
Right, and they brought in the head FBI negotiator. I mean, how awesome is that, that they got this guy to do this? They brought him in, and then another gentleman also.
And you know, I really want to state, reporters, cops, FBI, those guys are really skeptic,
right,
you know, and they are trained to details.
Yes.
And they were really blown away by your work. Oh, you got to watch this, guys. You've got to watch it. Now, my understanding is you've done more than one segment for this History Channel, I hope?
Yes, well,
they're
seeing, you know, like I said, you know, it's July 8th at 5 p.m. and then July 11th at 11 p.m. It doesn't matter what coast you're on. If you're in the middle of the United States, then check your local listings. But
well, also check John's website.
JohnHolland.com.
Right.
JohnHolland.com, right on my homepage. But they're going to see how it does, and, you know, and hopefully it'll go to a series. And yeah, I just trust it.
Everybody tune in. Everybody write in, because that's how shows like this stay on the air. And we want you on the air, John, because it's so
fabulous. Well, it's good TV, too, and it's like,
it's,
you know what?
It's educational for development.
Yeah, and if people say, you know, like I said, this goes back to my teaching. When they're watching this, don't think it's coming from me. It's coming through me. Look how I'm using my senses. And whether I'm at Waco or watching Lee Harvey Oswald, that's just a piece of what we can do as a spiritual beings, okay? There's so much more. There's
right.
so much more we can do. I try to show people we're spiritual beings with so much potential. We're miracles.
We are miracles. John, I really want to cover a couple things before. I know people are going to be right on our phone line,
sure.
So I want to get in here. When you are in your private life, when you are living your life, now, do you hear your guides? Do you work with your guides in your personal life as well, not just when you're doing the work?
I know they're there, and they'll give me wake-up calls once in a while, meaning like, hello, are you listening to us? And just like everyone else, I'll get the hello.
It's the cosmic 2x4, hun.
Yes, I know who they are. I have a few close ones, but as long as I acknowledge them, they're happy, okay? I don't put all my – they're not here to run our lives. They're here to help us. They're not here to, you know, to do your shopping and to help you pick out things. It's like I know they're there, and I know they're there for certain reasons, but I honor them, and I know who they are. But for me to say I touch base with them every day, no. But I know they're there, as long as I don't forget that.
so much a part of you that you, you know, there's a sensing and knowing and it.
Yes, in the beginning, when
like
I started to develop in the UK, in England, I would feel them step close. It would be a tingling sensation. Now they're now that I don't get that feeling anymore.
Right.
I just know they're there, and they know that I know that they're there. But I, you know, it's they're not here to run your life or to take away your lessons. They're here to help as long as you're asking, just like your angels.
It's to enhance your life. It's,
absolutely.
It's to make it the more. When you were developing then, though, you did practice being in contact every day. You did work at this. I mean, I really impressed for, because a lot of people think, oh, we just hug in and we, you know, we don't work at this. But, you know, really.
No, you have to learn
work at it.
To push out your energy so they can lower theirs. There's a whole process. So it's if you're going to be a medium, professional psychic, there's a lot of training in ethics and responsibility that goes with this work. You have to honor that. And some people, they'll take a class and they think they're ready for the stage. It's like, no.
Thank you. I know. I hate to say this, but yes, there are 10-day wonders. You know, and bless their heart. You know, they're really trying to develop it. But I really believe in my heart, like you said, there is a responsibility. You know, we are working with people most of the time who are in grieving already.
Yes.
So there's a big, huge responsibility. I know everybody's going to start calling, so I want to say some more things. So check out www.hayhouse.com as well as johnholland.com. But also, you're going to be at the ARE.
Oh, how cool is that? The Edgar Casey Foundation.
Love this. I love this so much. And I'm excited because I actually had a little something to do with this because I am an ARE reader. And so I'm so
excited.
Yes, you did. And you're going to be with Raymond Moody, which is an amazing person, amazing person. And Charles Thomas Casey and Kevin Tatachi. And, oh, my God, it's so many. It's in August the 9th.
Yeah, Henry Reed and Mark Thurston. I mean, how lucky am I?
It's like this is – if you're going to take a workshop, this is a Whistles and Bells thing at Virginia Beach. Oh, my God. And you have information about this on your website as well.
Absolutely. It's in August.
So it's so exciting. Oh, John, you're just doing everything.
Well, you know what's funny, Tara? I said, you know, I've always been a big follower of Edgar Casey's work. And I said, mm-hmm. you know, and there's so many other places, too, like Omega in New York. I'll see these catalogs, like years ago, I would get them. And I'd say, you know what, I'd love to be one of these teachers. Well, look what's happening. You careful what you wish for. Because,
right.
You know,
and we're so glad it's happening because, you know,
I am so excited.
Are so important. And there's a whole new generation of teachers coming, you know, and it's not negating the other teachers.
No.
It's wonderful. It's passing the baton. And there's so many more people awakening. We need fabulous teachers. So it's wonderful. I'm so excited you're doing the Edgar Casey thing.
Well, it's like, and there'll be, for the listeners too, you may see me at a workshop. And a lot of people, I'll go to an Edgar Casey Foundation workshop, an ARE that's sponsored in Massachusetts or somewhere near me. People look at me and recognize me and say, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm a student, too. I'll always be a student. You know, it's like if I said I knew it all, it's time for me to step down. I mean, that's crazy. But, you know, I am a student for the rest of my life also. And if I could impart what I've learned to others as a teacher, then I think I'm doing my job.
Well, you know, it really is true. Sometimes we just need to be inspired. Because when I met you and saw you and got to go to your workshop, I said I so needed in that moment in my space to be inspired again, to go, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody's on the same page as me. You know, we work similar, you know.
Yes.
Certainly always differences. But it was such a gift to me in that moment. Me and Mary Ellen both, we so enjoyed it.
And thank God for Mary Ellen, if she's listening. Thank you, darling, for all your work. And talk about dedication.
Yeah, I really wanted to say that, too. Mary Ellen Angel Scribe puts out a newsletter, and if you want to get on that, you will hear about John Holland. You will hear about incredible people. Wherever they are, she does incredible work. It's a work of love. It's called www.angelscribe.com. You can go there and sign up for the newsletter. And she does. She changes the world.
Yeah, she's very special.
She is. She's my earth angel. Keeps me out of trouble.
Atira?
I need to stay for my. Oh, I guess I don't.
No, we have.
We've got to back up.
We've had calls from the moment you get on nonstop.
But, darling, I did tell you out there, not till quarter.
I know. You want to start taking them?
Absolutely.
I'll put them on. Okay. I'll just put them, you know, when one hangs up, I'll put another one on.
All right. And it takes a few minutes.
Yes.
Clicks you over.
Nope. Just takes a second. I'll have this one on. In fact, I'll have her on right now. She's there.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the air.
I can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
You sound very, very far away.
Well, Don, if you can tweak the controls, I've got mine all the way up. Hello?
Hello?
I can hear you. We can hear you, so go ahead and ask a question.
Okay. For John, I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about my guide.
Okay. All right. What is your name?
Diana.
Diana, you know what? It's for me to do that, I would rather spend a little more time with you, Diana, than do this in a matter of a few seconds, because that's a whole... I'm not trying to negate this, but it's like that would take a little time for me to do the guide thing, per se. Do you understand? I don't like... You know what, Sue? Diana, I don't like... I'd rather you get your own guide, to you be connected your way. I don't believe that someone else should tell you about your guide. I would rather you get it personally from them yourself, okay?
Okay.
That's how it works. For me to say, oh, yeah, you have an Indian, you have this, you have this. I got to tell you, does your dad pass?
Pardon me?
Is your dad passed?
Biological, yes.
Yes. Forget the guides, okay? I mean, with the greatest respect, down. What is your first name again?
Diana.
Diana, I got your father that wants to come through.
Okay.
Okay? He's acknowledging you, and would you understand, Diana, also, would he have another daughter, please?
Yes.
Because I got to say hi to my girls, okay? Hi to my girls, and Diana, with the greatest respect, Alan, I know you're asking about your guys, but sometimes you don't get what you want.
It's
you get
not,
what
John,
you
it's,
need,
it's truly okay. I'm open to whatever is being given to me. Anything is fine.
Okay? He's actually apologizing, okay? Not being there, not being part of your life, not having the chance to say how much I love you, not doing the hug thing here, okay? He's also talking about, he's yelling out right now, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. So there's a birthday connection in your family. Am I right in saying, Diana, too, is your mom still here?
Yes.
I got to send love to the mom, okay? Love to the mom. He also brings up birthdays at the end of the year, like October, November, December. I don't want to make it fit.
Yes, my mother's birthday
okay?
is in October.
Does this make sense, Diane?
Yes, it does.
Okay. But like I said, the guide thing, I'd rather you get for yourself, okay?
That's fine. Whatever you're getting, John, I will graciously receive whatever comes.
God bless you, darling, okay? But this is Dad's way of finally saying they can finally, and he's making me aware, too, Diana, you're finally ready to hear about from him. There's going to be more stuff that you hear about your dad. And I got to tell you this, Diana, you're going to hear some negative stuff about your dad. It's not all true. I feel like some people had, you know, some negative vibes about him, but it's not all 100% true, okay? You trust what you feel is right there, but I got to tell you, Diana, he's going to be watching for you. He's going to be there for you, okay? Make sure, I understand that, my friend. He's also making, when you hear me talking, and that's for a terror for the audience, I'm actually talking to these people physically as I'm doing this. He also has a younger child with him, Diana. Okay, so someone lost their baby, I think this is a male, okay? But your dad's going to be there, darling. I know you're asking about your guys, but please take the love from your dad, and he's asking for your forgiveness. Send up the prayers to him, okay?
Absolutely.
Thanks, darling.
Thank you so much.
Diana.
Whoa.
Good night.
Yeah, thank you, John, so much. It's so healing, the work you do.
That's okay.
I want to say one thing. Callers, when you come in, please, if you can just, when John starts talking, it's a flow. So when he asks, if you understand, if you can say yes, you understand, or no, and not talk over it, it makes our job easier and makes
CBS
you get
Radio.
What you need. So.
You're on the air.
Hello.
I'm on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Sam, and I'm calling from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Sam, you got a question for John?
Hey, Sam.
Hi, John. How are you?
Talk to me, dude.
Can you just give me a general feel for what's going on in my life right now?
Okay, Sam, that's such a big question, Sam. Let me utilize me in a way, like a piece of equipment, with the greatest respect. Where
okay.
Where can I focus for you? Where can I focus?
About my career.
Yeah, you know what, Sam? Are you in the creative industry at all?
No.
You know what, Sam? Why is there... Who's the... You're not into any type of writing, Sam, or advertising?
Well, I write papers for technical conferences.
That would work for me, okay? You know what I'm getting here, Sam? I think you're writing, Sam, so the writing's part of your work?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think the writing, Sam, I want you to focus on this. Not only should you write, of course, for your work, but think about taking your writing in a different way also, Sam, whether it's for a book, journaling, your own telling stories. You've got a writing ability, Sam. I really, really believe that, okay? I really believe that. Yep, and you know what, Sam, too? You just broke up. What's this relationship stuff you're going through, please?
I haven't broken up with anyone.
Are you with someone?
Yes.
And it's not a prediction, my friend, okay? Don't go there, all right? Don't go there. But I feel like there needs to be a rebonding of the relationship. I don't care if you two go away. Stop giving out to other people, my friend, okay? It's like, when's the last time you did something for the two of you, all right? But my biggest concern, Sam, is you paying attention to your writing. You've got enough talent there, not just for work or technical. You can take your writing somewhere else. But you know what, Sam? Anytime you listen to a psychic or a medium, it's advice. It's not the word of God, okay? Take
right.
it as advice. If you want to do something with it, that's great. But there's a piece in your path that's got the writing part of you, okay? That needs to be looked at. You know what, Sam, too? Sam, who's the fireman? Who's the cop in your family?
My wife's son.
Is what, a policeman or a cop? I mean, a policeman or a fireman?
He works for the county jail.
Okay. Where's his dad?
His dad lives in New York up near him.
Okay. There's something about paying attention to that kid, okay? And you know what, too, Sam? On that side of the family, on the boy or the boy's father, I'm concerned about... Now, remember, take this with a grain of salt, okay? Who has the alcohol problem, Sam?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my wife.
Okay, just something. Make sure. I'm not saying anyone's abusing it. This could be someone who's passed, okay? I'm supposed to just acknowledge the cop, or like you said, the municipal person there. But, Sam, once again, we got a lot of calls. Pay attention to your writing, Sam.
Okay.
Pay attention, my friend.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you.
Awesome. It's hard sometimes to know how to give, like, the message or look for alcohol, look for something. But, you know,
yeah, and all I get it is, I get the writing, I get his partner, he and his partner need to go away. I don't think it's a spa, he's looking for themselves. And alcohol is
CBS Radio.
It's somewhere in the family. That's how
he's
I get
going
it.
On the air now. Let him know.
Write this down. Get a pen and paper. Sometimes it may make sense as soon as you hang up.
Well, it's funny when a psychic or somebody's reading you, all of a sudden you get brain dead and you can't pull it out of the ether.
Yeah, and it's here, please. Please, if you're getting something too, kick in. I don't.
Awesome,
people sir. Love doing two for one.
Awesome. Next caller.
Hello.
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 Hi. Name and where you're from, hon.
Sherry from Olympia, Washington.
Okay, Sherry. Got a question for John?
I do. My career. Heading in a different direction? Do you have any hits on my career or my current job or future job?
What, you're taking your career in a different direction?
Well, I'm a lifer with the state, due to retire in about 5 years.
You know what, too? And your first name is Terry?
Sherry, S-H-A-R-I.
Sherry. Is that right, Tara?
Yes, Sherry.
Sherry. Sherry, have you thought of teaching?
No, I do some painting.
There's something about, there's a teaching quality, darling, with you, okay? All right, these are all psychic questions. I understand this, all right?
Uh-huh.
Sherry, your mom is still here, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. You know who I'm linking with here, too, though? Did you know, you knew her mother?
Yes.
Yeah, she's gone, correct?
No,
she's living?
93.
I got a grandmother, Sherry, that's coming through.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, and I may be on the wrong side of the family. There's something about here. She's making me aware here, and I'm trying to get more information in a quick amount of time. But I got to tell you, too, Sherry, focus on teaching, too. And it's funny. You're never going to retire, Sherry, okay?
Good.
You may work for 5 years and then retire, but you're always going to be busy, darling, right up until the time you go over to the other side. And then when you go over there, you're still going to be working, but with passion. With passion,
excellent.
Okay? I see teaching with you. I'm seeing you lecture in front of people. Doesn't have to be a huge amount here, but whatever you're doing, you're going to be teaching others this. And it's funny. This is not a volunteer thing. This is a paid gig, okay? It's a paid gig. But Sherry, with the greatest respect, you're going to be so fine when you retire, and I'm not even seeing any financial worries with you, and I usually don't read this way. All right? But
Bless you. And
it's great. And Sherry, how old are you, please?
47.
You know what I just got, Sherry? Now, you'll I am known for going out on a limb. Tell me you know how to ride a motorcycle.
I just got my motorcycle endorsement.
Yes, girlfriend. Yes, I'm taking lessons at the end of and the beginning of September. I just saw you on a hog. Good for you, girl. I mean, you're 47, but not really. You're such a kid. You got such a long life ahead of you. And congratulations, darling. You are one person. A lot of us don't live our passion, darling, but you are. You got so many surprises ahead of you.
Oh.
Welcome them all here, and congratulations on the motorcycle thing. I just saw you on what's the loud bikes?
Harley Davidson?
Yes, absolutely. Good for you. But I saw you driving, not in the passenger seat. Congratulations. I'm going to get one. I get mine on September 3rd.
Well, that's. I'm going to buy one. Someday I will have one. That was one of my biggest fears, was being on a motorcycle.
It's a lot of business. You just got your license?
Yes.
See what I mean, Tara? Like, now that's not for, okay, for all the skeptics, and where do you pull that out of
Absolutely.
Your
Absolutely. And
blank,
the
blank,
you
blank,
said
you know?
It, I got such goosebumps. I got, oh, my God.
Wow.
Good for you,
Definitely.
Sherry. Congratulations, and enjoy being with people, Sherry. You're such a people person. Will you promise me one thing?
Yes.
Don't let people drain you, Sherry, okay? You're such a giver. You're a clairsentient, okay? That's the power coming from the stomach. It's to feel. A lot of people come to you with their problems. Remember,
yes.
It's their problems, not yours. You can be there for them. Don't take them on because it will drain you, okay? Be careful who you let into your space, darling.
All right, sweetie.
Okay, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye, Sherry.
Bye,
Thanks
honey.
Thank you so much, darling.
Bye-bye. Well,
you got some good people here
they are
from
so
all over
wonderful.
The place.
And I really got the symbol for teacher, too, so that's great. That
good.
I knew the phones would ring out.
CBS Radio.
Darling.
You're going on the air. Let them know you're there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, darling.
Hi, this
Hi,
is Sharice
name
from
and
California.
Where are you calling from? We lose ya?
No, this is Sharice from California.
Okay, Sharice from California, you got a question for
Yeah,
John.
My question is, I'm thinking of taking workshops. There's two I'm thinking of. One's in August and one's in November. Now, I'm undecided. I want to know what the best one for me is for my highest good.
Okay, Sharice, you know what? This is the teacher in me. You can hear me okay, yes?
You're kind of low, but I can hear you.
Okay. In my book, Psychic Navigator, I tell this to people, I'd rather teach you something than give you the answer for something. Even though some people are like, no, tell me. No, let me help you, your higher self, choose for you, okay?
Okay, and I just got the book. Atira mentioned that last week, and I just got it by Amazon yesterday.
Okay, you know what you do? You take these two decisions you make, okay?
Okay.
Close your eyes. You don't have to do it right now. Close your eyes and put a street sign above you in your mind's eye and say, okay, here's one decision, and then walk down that path. See if there's the path is green, if things are growing, and then do the other one, okay? One of the paths will feel right. One of them you may feel like dead weeds, coal going down. The path will take you. And you'll think, well, how do I know it's me, not my imagination? You'll know, trust me, okay? Put the two paths in front of you. One path is this decision, one path is this. You will know which path. Close your eyes, let go of everything so you're not involved with this, and watch, see if there's green shrubs, see if there's trees growing and flowers. You will know which one. And I think you already know, Therese.
I do.
Yeah, she's already made up her mind.
Yes, I know she did. Which one?
Cosmically
which one are you going
busted.
For? Which one are you? Which one do you feel, Therese?
The one in November.
Absolutely. That's what I feel too. But I want you to make sure you do that exercise first, though.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't know. Is in the one in November? Is it out of California?
No, it's in California.
Good, good, good. What about the August one?
It's in California also.
Okay. Trust your gut, Therese, and you're going to be fine. You're already intuitive, Therese, okay? You're already intuitive. And one thing I got to tell you, too, Therese, I don't know who this is, okay, but in your family, your mom, grandma, I don't know, someone makes dolls, collects dolls, antique dolls, the kind of dolls that scare me with the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So where are the dolls, Therese?
Actually, they're in my garage. They used to be in my mother's, but you know, I just have them in my garage.
Okay, I'm so linked into you. Enjoy the workshop, okay? And, you know, but I want you to do the exercise before you choose on the November one, which I didn't want to say which one I was getting, but I feel that's the stronger, but I feel like you can benefit from both. But do the exercise, Therese, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks, John.
Thanks, darling.
Thanks, Satira.
I love how you teach. I love that you make them do the work, because, you know, really, truly, that's how we develop, is by feeling, knowing, and getting the stuff for ourselves.
Well, you know what it is, Tara? A lot of people give their power away.
CBS Radio.
You know what? Your life,
yes,
their life is
John.
In your hand.
Yeah. Let them know you're there. Here we go.
You can do this, too.
I agree.
But some people are lazy. They want you to give them all the answers. I can help them by giving them some insight.
Hello, this is Dawn.
How to go around this hurdle, but I'd rather get it to help them get it themselves.
Hello, how are you? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dawn from Washington.
Hi, Dawn. You got a question for John?
Yes, I do. John, I was wondering if you're able to link with my mother.
Okay. Dawn, am I right in saying here your mom's sister would also be with her?
That who would be?
Your mom's sister.
She was an only child.
Did you lose a sister?
No.
She's got another woman right there with her, Dawn, okay? As soon as you said that, in comes your mother, but she's got another lady right beside her, around the same age, okay?
Okay.
All right, that comes through here, but let me just focus on the mom and see what comes through here, all right? Dawn, did you just go to the wedding?
No.
What's with the wedding, darling? Or wedding cakes, or... was somebody in the wedding business?
Nobody was in the business. The only wedding in our family has been through my first husband's niece.
When was that?
This month earlier.
Oh, did you go?
I did not. I wasn't invited.
Okay. All right. As your mom steps in, I see the whole wedding scene, okay? And it could be what she's talking about here. But you know what she's also making me aware of, Dawn? Are you her only daughter?
No, I'm her eldest.
Yes, that's the number one that I see it with people, okay? It's either the oldest, the favorite, or the only. When she passed on, okay, you were there with her?
No.
Why is she thanking you, though, Dawn? Why would she thank you before she passed?
I don't know. We have been estranged.
No, Dawn, you know what? She is thanking you, Dawn, here, okay? And she's making me aware, like, there was some, like, you helped let her go, or you helped her cross.
Yes, I did. I did spirit work. I did energy work when she was she had a stroke, and
yeah,
I was working with her energetically.
Well, when I say thank, why is she thanking you? And you fill in the blank. I knew it had to do with her passing. Believe it or not, Dawn, what you did for her helped her transition in a peaceful way. Okay, in a peaceful way. Dawn, did she have cancer? Please.
Not to my knowledge.
Think about it, darling. Okay. On the other side, who would have had lung cancer?
My biological father.
Okay, because I'm hearing coughing. When I hear coughing, it means emphysema or cancer of the lungs. And my mom has emphysema, but she's still here, and she's okay, all right, considering. But I'm hearing coughing. That always means lung cancer. She's fine, but Dawn, the biggest message for you, she's with a girlfriend, a best friend, aunt, sister, something. But I got to tell you, she got what you sent her, and she's thanking you for helping her cross. Okay? And remember, Dawn, the whole message about you were estranged, they let that all go, Dawn, too. There's no blame or anything, okay?
Yeah.
You let that go, darling, all right? You let that go. You know
I
what,
will.
Dawn? Another thing I got to tell you. I'm always famous for one more thing, all right?
Yes.
Who has my name? This is the most common name in the world. I do not like to give, but who would John be?
John.
Good, Jim.
Nobody was coming to mind, John.
Think about it, Dawn. J-O. It has to be John or Joseph. It has to be a J-O name, okay? But I think that person is there, connected to your mom. I hate giving John in the name Mary because we all have one, all
right?
Right. But there's a J-O connection there, all right? But take her love, Dawn, okay? Because she's thanking you for what you did.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thanks.
Dawn, I really want to say, interject something here because
sure, please.
I really feel your mom, you know, really does regret all the estrangeness, but in the end, by you doing the kind of act you did,
unselfish, unconditional,
it really released everything, and she really wants you to know that she really is sorry for the years that she lost.
Thank you,
Rick. And give forgiveness through all of this. So, blessings, Dawn.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, Dawn. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No, we're just giving it out here today, Tara.
Boy, I tell you. Dawn, station, I did hear background noise. I don't know if you're picking up more
yes.
than one line.
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Are we okay?
We're good. We're good.
Do you have more calls?
There's...
I was afraid of that.
I'll put them on.
Awesome. I'm not going to leave you alone, John, because you're so great.
But I love that you're teaching and you're helping people to really get.
Yeah, you can answer that question and still throw some teaching in.
Absolutely. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Oh, who is this? Name and where from?
This is Monty, and I'm from Covington, Washington.
Hello, Monty. You got a question for John?
Well, more of a thank you. I really appreciate all the beautiful work you have done. And
thank you.
And it's I've had the privilege of meeting you a few times, and I've just been following your work. And
Monty, where do you live?
I live in Covington, Washington.
In Washington.
Oh, right, good. Yeah, I love the Washington. Excellent.
You know where you said, John, earlier that you're a connector for people?
Yes.
Yeah, Mary Ellen and I kind of picked up Monty and his wife and family and connected at that workshop, and we've been friends ever since.
Oh, excellent.
So.
Yep. And also,
well, Monty, then I should thank you for your work because you're a connector. And you know what, too, Monty? You're a teacher. You're a medium in one way or another, too, helping people. You know, you help people. You're the middleman, bridging people together, the connector. So, you know, I have to actually thank you, Monty.
Oh, wow, what a privilege.
Please.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you. September?
September.
What's the date, Satara? September.
You're going to be here September in Seattle, the 8th and 9th, and
absolutely.
They can go to Hay House. www.hayhouse.com to check that out.
You know what it is, too? I'm offering to do the Friday night to the people who are attending because I use my demonstration as a tool to teach. So I'm quite excited about it. I'm so looking forward to coming back to Washington.
Awesome. Make sure you come and get on to Mary Ellen Angel Scribe, www.angelscribe.com newsletter, because then when great people are coming to Seattle and Portland and Vancouver, Washington and Vancouver, B.C., we let you know. So get on that mailing list. Thank you, Monty, for calling in.
Oh, you bet. Thank
you. You're wonderful. Thanks,
he's a great guy.
He is a developing healer and medium, so he's very
Oh, good. So that was a perfect word for him. And you know what, too? They taught me in England, healers is the highest form of mediumship. A lot of people think, oh, no, a healer. I'm like, no, that's the highest form of mediumship.
I agree. I think healing, it comes before everything. I do. It's a wonderful word.
Hello?
Hello? Name and where
you call
from?
How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's your name, darling?
My name is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. What can I do for you?
Well, I have some questions, and I wondered if you could tell me anything about my mom.
Okay. What? I take it she's passed.
No, she's alive. But
what do you need to know, darling?
Pardon?
What would you like to know about your mom?
Well, I'm worried about her health. I think she's hiding things, and I wondered if you would be able to tell me anything about her. And also, she's adopted.
Okay.
And I've been trying to look up information on my own about her birth mother.
May we have her first name?
And I wondered if you'd be able to help me at all.
Kathy, can you hear me? John, I don't think they can hear me. Ask her for the
Kathy, can you hear Tara speaking?
No, I can't. I can't hear her very well at all.
John, can
What's your mom's first name?
Awesome.
Irene.
Irene. Okay. Now, Kathy, when you do this, you can't. I'm not allowed to give like a medical diagnosis, okay? I can't do that. But I will agree here too. Is Irene, is there something wrong with her throat area, please?
Possibly.
You see, when I get the throat, I don't know if this means something wrong with the throat, thyroid, or her voice, or her vocals. You know, something along these lines. But it also could be symbolic because what you just said, that she may not be speaking up, okay?
Uh-huh.
And she may not be speaking up here, all right? But I'm not getting anything about the adoption, all right? But that doesn't mean anything. Now, Tara, are you picking up anything for her?
I
will give her the information, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
She's giving Kat.
relay, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm going to relay the message to you from Tara.
Okay,
yeah.
Can you speak up because I can hardly hear you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know. I think, Don, can you check our sound system there going on inside? It seems like every time
I think it might have something to do with your energies, honestly. But I'll try to do something here and just keep, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I actually picked up that there's something kind of going on with our mother's whole system.
Okay.
The like maybe high blood pressure. I'm not prescribing. I'm just noting energy.
Yep.
And because that system's highlighted, so I think she needs to kind of pay attention to that. And
Irene,
and I got the throat.
How's your mom's blood pressure?
She takes medication.
She
yeah.
takes medication for her Atera. Because Atera says focus on that because she thinks that, she said, looking at your mom's energetic system, that the high blood pressure is being highlighted, okay? But if she's on medication, all right? You know what I want to, Irene, where is she living? Is she with you? Can you keep an eye
no.
on her or what?
She lives by herself right now.
The dosage is not right. Something.
Yeah, there's something, is she in the same state?
Yes.
Okay, there's something about the medication, Irene, okay? Check out the that she's taking it, first of all. Is she taking it when she's supposed to? Is it the right dosage for
okay.
her high blood pressure? Okay, but I don't want to freak, I don't want to scare you or anything. This is, you know, if we're getting it, there's plenty of time to do many things about it. But her high blood pressure, from Atera's point of view, is being highlighted. But Atera's concerned about the dosage, okay? So will you reconfirm that with her doctor?
Okay.
Okay, Atera?
That's mainly what I'm getting. I don't get anything on adoption. It's almost like that book's really closed for fear, and I think it's mom's fear.
And Atera also, I love that. Okay, I'm the host. She's also telling me, Atera's also saying, Irene, that she's not picking up anything on the adoption. It's almost like that book is closed due to fear, F-E-A-R, coming from your mom, okay? Maybe it's about fear about finding out some things or something. I'm not sure, but it's almost like that book is closed. Doesn't mean it's always going to be closed, though, Irene, okay?
Right.
All right? But your mom's, as far as the health, you know, if you're picking up something, Irene, then have it double-checked, okay? And, you know, but like Atera said, focus on the blood pressure also.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you,
thanks,
darling.
I wanted to ask you, though, did you guys pick up anything on the birth mother that would help me go in that direction?
You heard that, Atera.
Yeah. Does she have the first name of the birth mother?
Do you have the first name of the birth mother?
Yes. Bertha.
Bertha. That's a rare name.
I want to go towards the Midwest.
Atera is thinking, Irene, towards the Midwest. Towards the Midwest. And you know what, too?
Actually, Nebraska.
Like Nebraska-ish, Irene?
I've found so far that I'm living in the area that the birth mother lived, and
right.
I'm finding the names of her sisters, mm-hmm. and I'm within 35 miles of the area where these people used to live and grow up.
Where is this?
Up in upstate New York, up in the northern border.
Okay.
I don't believe her mom's alive, and
right.
I don't believe that the sisters are, but I could be, you know, walking through Walmart with relatives right near me and not even know it.
You know what's funny, too, though, Irene? It's not funny, but you're going to get a lot of answers fast, okay? You know how some adoptions, it takes years, and sometimes now with, you know, technology, they can find it fast. I think you're going to get answers faster than you think, darling, and it'll be because someone says something that says something to something.
Yeah, it's like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be like a chain of events, and you're going to be like, wow, okay? But
right.
this is a good thing. I feel this can be a good thing for you and your family.
Okay.
Okay?
And one more question, please. I'm in a transition right now.
I'd love to take more questions, but, you know, I really want to leave.
Yeah, you
okay.
sign off.
I understand. No. I thank you for your time,
so
though.
Much. I'm sorry we went over time. John, I hope you'll come back.
Absolutely.
Come back. And please check out John's website, www.johnholland.com, or Hay House, or come to our website, angelscribe.com, or BBS Radio. We will have links. Thank you again, John, so much.
You're welcome.
For all your time.
Thank you.
And just, it was a pleasure, and we'll be thrilled to have you back and talk about the next episode on Psychic History. Check them out. Don't miss that. Check the History Channel, July the 8th and July 11th at 11. And thank you again, John.
Thank you, Atera.
Bye-bye.
Bye.